Just one quick halakha. A case happened in a synagogue that the shamosh was caught by witnesses that was doing something inappropriate with one of the young men that were in the synagogue. Of course, after everybody left, they caught him. So the kahal had a serious question: are they still allowed to pray in such a synagogue after such a serious crime was committed? Maybe the synagogue loses the kiddushah if such a act was committed. So they asked this question to the Re'em, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, in his Teshuvot Siman Peh Aleph. And he said, even though it's Avira Gedola V'Hamura, even though it's a very serious crime and sin, but the synagogue does not lose its sanctity. And he brought a proof from a fact about our Beit Mikdash. Now the Beit Mikdash obviously was much holier than any synagogue. The Shekhinah itself was in the Beit Mikdash. And one of the chambers in the Beit Mikdash on the northeast corner was a chamber that they had in it the stones of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, where did these stones come from? Why were they dismantled? How come they weren't part of the Mizbeach anymore? And what were they saving them for? Because originally these stones had Kiddushah, but the Greeks in the times of the Second Temple came and defiled the temple by putting Avodah Zarah, by putting idolatry on the temple, in the temple itself. But the Beit HaMikdash did not lose its Kiddushah. Like we read that the Hashmonaim came after, and they re-sanctified, and they rededicated, and the Beit HaMikdash continued. So the Re'em says, if the Beit HaMikdash, which is Kiddushah, is much greater and much more severe than a Beit Knesset, and if it was defiled and can come back to its original sanctity, then Kol Sheken VeKal VaChomer, a synagogue that has less Kiddushah than the Beit HaMikdash, even though it's defiled, after it's finished, the synagogue does retain its original sanctity. That's a musar to us. A lot of our synagogues, they also are slash synagogue slash hall. And therefore we have to be very careful that the hall section does not interfere with the synagogue section, that the people may become drinking inappropriate, doing things at the parties, so it would be proper that the synagogue be quadrant off at those times in order that no averot could take place. But in any event, the synagogue never loses its kedusha.